Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to Language Lab, a weekly podcast where we look at language and words and how we can use them to greater effect. Today, I want to look at the word gratitude. Canadians had their Thanksgiving a couple weeks ago, and American Thanksgiving is coming up, so it's a time of year where we think about gratitude. So let's start with a dictionary definition of gratitude. It's a noun. It means the quality of being thankful, a readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. It's a lovely word, and it's a word that has a lot of emotion to it, feeling. It's sort of a visceral thing when you hear gratitude. You know what that is in your gut and in your heart, yeah? So, as I frequently do, I was looking at trends and usage of the word gratitude, and I was surprised and troubled to learn how much less we're using the word gratitude. So between 1800 and 2008, the usage of it has gone down by about 4.5 times. Put another way, back in 1800, they used the word gratitude about 4.5 times more than we do today. So now it begs the question, does that mean that we are showing less gratitude? Or does it simply mean that we're not using the word gratitude as much? We have no way of knowing, really. But it's an interesting thing to reflect on and to ask ourselves. So I am of the belief that there is never too much gratitude in the world and that there should be an abundance of gratitude. I love the idea of everyday gratitude. And so I want to invite you to think about, one, what does gratitude mean to you? And how can you introduce this idea of everyday gratitude? So if we look at the ways in which we communicate on a daily basis, you know, we look at email and text largely, and then some verbal communication. I would suggest or recommend that you take a look at your emails in particular, since those tend to, you know, be both personal and professional, and look at how often you use the word you as opposed to I. Right, so one of the ways that we can show gratitude is simply by acknowledging the reader and being really aware of how they're going to receive our communication. And oftentimes we start sentences with, I am reaching out today to talk to you about the meeting next week. I want to let you know that I'm going to miss class. Right? So is there a way for you to do two things. One, start more sentences, more communications with the word you and your, same thing. You and your work, you and your mission, you and your community, you and your dog, you and your kids, right? How can you get that in there? Because that's really making it about the person on the receiving end, as opposed to when we start a sentence with I or we, if it's an organizational context, that makes it not about them, but about us, right? So take a look at that. See if there's a way that just become aware of it first and then decide for yourself how you want to show gratitude, what maybe this idea of everyday gratitude could mean to you and the people in your world. I want to thank you for listening to this week's podcast, and I look forward to talking with you next week.